Este é Notícias Luteranas pelo Mundo. This is World Lutheran News Digest.
I'm Kip Allen, World Lutheran News Digest. Mission work is not a solitary business. In fact, it often involves the entire family, as the family of the Reverend David Faulkner is about to find out as they embark on a mission journey to the nation of Uruguay. It takes a lot of preparation work, a lot of soul-searching, and a lot of decisions that need to be made. But they are serving the Lord. Buzz Ulrich has
missionary work involves more than just a missionary. The missionary's family is involved as well. Reverend David Faulkner's family is about to embark on a mission to the South American nation of Uruguay. Faulkner, a native Texan, and his wife Julie are very much a team.
I was born in Texas, moved to Oklahoma, went to school at St. Louis Concordia Seminary, graduated in 1996, married my wife Julie. She's a Valpo grad and just finishing her second master's degree from Concordia University in Wisconsin in education technology. So she's the brains behind our newsletters and our Facebook page for the missionary work in Uruguay.
The Faulkners also have three children who will be accompanying them to Uruguay.
We've got three kids. Grant is 15. Lily Grace is 12, going to be 13 soon. And Graham, our little guy, Graham Cracker, he is 10.
Faulkner never intended to be a missionary. He was happy as a pastor. That changed when he was invited to accompany a fellow pastor on a short-term mission to Asia.
A buddy of mine, Pastor Lee Hagen in Concordia, Missouri, invited me on a short-term mission trip to Cambodia and to China. And when he asked me to go, I really didn't think I was going to go. I came back home from the camp we were at, and I told my wife about it, and she said, "Of course you're going to go." And she was ready to pack my bags and get me going. So she was a big support in that.
It was a life-changing experience for Faulkner. He saw firsthand the work that missionaries do where they are needed the most.
Had a great time. We passed out Bibles in the Khmer language, Cambodians. We were able to see what kind of work the LCMS does in China and different churches. And my eyes were open to the great work that the LCMS does with missions and how they support missionaries.
He got another taste of missionary life last year when he went to the Czech Republic. Perhaps just as important as the work, he was accompanied by his wife Julie and daughter Lily Grace. This let him see how his family reacted to callings outside of the United States.
I was asked to serve part-time very quickly in last year at St. Michael Lutheran Church in the Czech Republic in Prague. And that experience, too, led me to where I'm at today. Julie, my wife, went with me, and our daughter Lily Grace went as well. And, you know, our eyes were opened again to how Synod supports their missionaries and the great work missionaries are doing.
Part of his work in the Czech Republic was working with religious refugees from other parts of the world. Observing this was especially important for his daughter.
We had Bible study at the home of a Pakistani family, Christian family, had been persecuted in Pakistan and came to the Czech Republic, and they wanted the pastor to come to their home, open up the Bible in Czech and English and Farsi and read the scripture. So my daughter got to see firsthand what missionaries do.
The Faulkners are in the planning stage now, preparing for their adventures.
We're in the network support model phase right now. So what we're doing as a team, my wife and I, and even the kids, they're part of this. We are traveling around Synod. I'll be preaching at churches on Sunday mornings, Wednesday evenings, Thursday evening services. My wife presents at LWML groups and Bible studies about the mission to Uruguay and what the LCMS has been planning for years.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod has invested years of planning for the Uruguayan mission. Faulkner says that the Synod's support has been invaluable, but he's seeking aid, especially prayer, from individuals and congregations.
There's been a lot of work in the years before this time to find a mission site and to see what kind of families could match up to that. So we're asking for prayer support as we go around. We're asking for financial support and raising up prayer warriors for us because, you know, we're taking three kiddos, and that's a big deal. That's heavy on my heart.
He hopes to leave for Uruguay by the end of January. In the meantime, relocating the family's household to another continent means making some hard decisions.
Well, some of the simplest are the material things. Where do we put our things? What are we giving away? What are we storing? And we're finding that we need less and less as we have to make those decisions.
Aside from material things, there is also a spiritual aspect to leaving home, one that didn't occur to Faulkner when he accepted the call to mission.
And then there's the spiritual aspect. You know, I'm not at a parish, and that is a big deal, not regularly as the pastor. So I even have a hard time not answering in the liturgy when I'm worshiping on the pastor's part. So not being at a parish and not being part of a regular worshiping life, that's hard. I did not think about that.
The mission is also causing upheaval in his children's lives, but it's also bringing the Faulkner family closer together.
And that, you know, the kids are in and out of Sunday school, are in and out of catechism class right now. So those spiritual things are way heavy. So we gather together as a family and have our devotions at home. And it is fun to be at different congregations and see friends and meet people, but there's ups and downs.
Uruguay is a Spanish-speaking nation. Consequently, the Faulkners are learning the language.
So again, my kids are learning Spanish along with us so they can get right into the classrooms and the community and be little gospelites themselves.
Although there is religious freedom in Uruguay, it is discouraged by the government, which is strongly humanist.
And the culture, though, is altogether dark. The culture there is one where God's word has been intentionally, purposefully suppressed, not persecuted. The Constitution of Uruguay provides for religious freedom, but Christianity is not prevalent there.
In many instances, the Bible is banned.
We know the Roman Catholic Church is very strong in Argentina and Brazil, and it's not in Uruguay, nor are other Christian religions. The Bible has been banned from media, from hospitals. So if you go to a hotel, there's no Gideon Bible there in the drawer like we see when we stay at a hotel.
The Uruguayan government promotes a humanist agenda and actively suppresses religious thought and display.
So the scriptures have really been not persecuted, but suppressed by the government intentionally. So philosophy, human reason, has been raised up in its place. And so this makes Uruguay a dark place without God's word.
The results of a society without God are predictable, according to Reverend Faulkner.
We see high rates of suicide, a dark culture, prostitution is very legal. A whole host of things happen there that a lot of people in the Midwest would not agree with. So it's going to be a culture that I'm concerned about for my kids, too.
Although the government does not actively persecute Christians, there is a strong need for missionaries. Pastor Faulkner and his wife will be intimately involved in Lutheran education in Uruguay.
I'm called as a church planter by the LCMS, and Julie is called as a teacher. Julie's going to be associated with Colegio San Pablo, St. Paul Lutheran School. And the great thing about this mission site, there are 1,200 students there.
Because the Lutheran school has grown so rapidly, there is a strong need to further its Lutheran identity.
The thing is, the school has grown so fast with the number of students, there was no way to keep up with Lutheran school teachers. So there's a lot of students, there's a lot of teachers, but very few of both are Lutheran. So we have been called in part to help raise up that sense and Lutheran identity.
The entire Faulkner family will be making an impact on the Lutheran school. While David and Julie will work at the school, children Grant, Lily Grace, and Graham will be attending classes there.
No, we anticipate that the kids will be with us at the school, and that is a real joy for me to go to work, where he goes to work, where the kids are at school, and for us to be together. And talking to other missionaries, and especially missionary kids, they have told us that you are going to get ready to be very close to each other.
The Faulkners will be facing many challenges in their new home, but they will also have many new opportunities to enjoy as well. Uruguay is considered a vacation destination in South America. The capital where they live is especially beautiful.
The capital city of Uruguay is Montevideo, and it means I see a hill. So the first explorers came in on those ships from Europe, and they must have seen one of the hills there and gave it that name. It's on the coast, the Atlantic coast. Very beautiful place, palm trees and sandy beaches.
Uruguay is famous for a number of things, including food. Faulkner says he's really looking forward to seeing if Uruguayan beef barbecue is as good as that in his native Texas.
I'm looking forward to the huge amounts of grilled and smoked beef that they have. It's called asado, and it's kind of like Texas barbecue. And I'm from Texas, and when I fly back home, that's one of the first things I do when I get off the plane. My brother Brian takes me to barbecue, and we eat.
Another thing for which Uruguay is famous is dance, specifically the tango.
I want my wife and I to at least try to tango. Tango is popular in Argentina, not so much in Brazil, but there's a battle, I understand, as to who owns the tango. Is it Uruguay or is it Argentina?
For every challenge, God presents opportunity. The Faulkners are about to embark on their great adventure in God's name. Buzz Ulrich, World Lutheran News Digest.